Well, WA isn't the only state to have caught the eye of big companies looking to explore and invest in rural and regional Australia. So let's take a look around Australia and see what's going on and maybe learn from that experience. In Queensland in 2013, an independent statutory body, Gasfields Commission Queensland, was established to facilitate trustworthy relationships and respectful communication between the state's onshore gas, agriculture, business and government sectors. The Commission's CEO is Warwick Squire. Warwick, what's the first thing that farming families want to know when the big end of town comes knocking on the door looking to do a deal? And, you know, that could be a gas exploration, a carbon farming project, or even a big renewable energy program. What do they want to know?
Oh, what does it mean for me as a landholder? Does it mean that, you know, will I be forced into a sale? How does land access occur? It's all about rights and how the process of the interaction with the company will occur. So that's been that's the real touch point here. And in Queensland and gas, we have regulatory protections for landholders about, you know, how those interactions with the companies occur, what is the process, how is compensation calculated, you know, how is land accessed, making sure you're managing those concerns to landholders, biosecurity risk, minimising the impact, those kind of things. I guess the other concerns, and something that I've seen raised in the context of your experience in Western Australia, is what does it mean in a community sense? You know, we have a traditional community built on family farming operations, and you've got a large operator moving into the area. Are they going to participate in the community, or be, you know, potentially be an outsider? That's where we've seen a lot of change over the last decade in Queensland, where we talk about the concept of social license to operate the companies. And that really hinges on them being perceived and welcomed as part of the community rather than an add-on to the community. So they've invested locally, the community sees the benefits that the company brings through its operations, jobs, services, infrastructure upgrades, those kind of things. Where we've seen those companies invest in local communities, we've seen that social license blossom and become a real part of that community.
So that's been something that's developed over the years that wasn't there right from the start?
No, it wasn't there right from the start, and it took some time and some reform in the sense of policy and legislation to compel in some cases a greater social responsibility. But, you know, over time, the companies have very much matured their approach to dealing with communities and have recognised the value in investing in those communities. It's not just about, you know, the dollars that go in and the better roads, but, you know, the actual acceptance that can bring from a community perspective.
Is there
in the mining industry, and I'm sure it's the same in WA, that is a very well-trodden concept around that social license and local investment.
Is there still concern around agricultural land and the use of that land and sort of the eating away, I guess, of that land to other industries?
Wherever there's a competing land use issue matter, like, for example, gas and agriculture, there is that concern. Again, that's something that's sought to be managed through the regulatory framework in Queensland, where there are higher levels of protection for some areas of high-value agricultural land. So absolutely, the major concern around the impact on agricultural land and production, and that's where, you know, the regulations are important, as well as, it's the bargaining power of the landholder in that, being able to work with the company to ensure that whatever they're doing on that property is done in a way that's sensitive to the landholder's farming operations and minimises the footprint on that agricultural production.
So, but from the experience that you've had, there are, you know, win-win situations for the individual farmers, the company and the broader community.
There are definitely win-wins, and I think, you know, in the 10 to 15 years experience that we have in Queensland, in coal seam gas in particular, we've seen many of them. The coal seam gas process requires the production of what's called associated water, groundwater that's extracted as part of the production of gas. What we've seen happen with that particular resource, which was essentially a waste product of the coal seam gas process, we've seen companies invest in the treatment of that water and the beneficial reuse of that water and giving it to landholders so that they can utilise that water to, you know, enhance their farming operations. That's a great example of where a waste product essentially from an industrial process has been turned into a win-win mutual benefit situation with landholders.
Is the Commission a unique organisation here in Australia?
I believe that the Gasfield Commission in Queensland is the only independent statutory body that exists in relation to promoting and facilitating coexistence between rural communities, landholders and the gas industry. We've certainly over the years fielded many inquiries from other states about our jurisdiction and how we function, but I believe we are the only one, at least in the resources sector area.
And with all the interest that we're seeing, I mean, not only here in Western Australia, you know, some of the biggest players, even this week we've spoken about BHP investing in a windmill in the southwest of Western Australia, and Inpex, Qantas, ANZ looking around the wheat belt here in WA looking for carbon farming projects, and of course green hydrogen, which is very topical here too, and in Queensland as well.
Absolutely.
Do you see that model can apply to those different industries to make sure there's that harmony between the farming families and the big corporates that turn up in town?
Look, I think anywhere where there's a competing interest at play, independent entity such as the Commission can play a key role. You know, we really focus on leading the conversation around coexistence in Queensland, getting information to people, facilitating relationships, facilitating the discussion. We're by no means a regulator in any way, shape or form. So I think that's what you find in many of these instances when you've got that change happening in a community, you need the honest broker, you need the group that can impart the information from an independent perspective, independent of government, of the companies, and hopefully with a level of trust so that the conversation can be a positive one and one based on fact, not one based on lack of information and fear, which was our experience 12 to 10 years ago in coal seam gas in Queensland, and is often the experience where a new player is coming into an area.
Warwick, really great to get your insights from on the other side of the country. Appreciate it.
No problems. Thanks for your time.
Warwick Squire, he is the CEO of the Gasfields Commission Queensland.